every day.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump signed an executive order Thursday slapping tariffs on many of America's trading partners, but the new duties are set to go into effect in 7 days, not Friday, as was anticipated.
The new announcement coming just hours before President Trump's midnight deadline. The White House announcing this modification furthers a reciprocal tariff rate against nearly 70 countries. Earlier, the president announcing the U.S. and Mexico have an agreement to extend for 90 days a 25% tariff agreement as trade talks between the two countries continue.
ABC's Alex Stone. Meanwhile, a panel of appeals court judges hearing arguments Thursday voicing deep skepticism about the president's sweeping tariffs. U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East Steve Witkoff and U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee visiting Gaza Friday to see the suffering there firsthand. The Trump administration revealing plans that will replace the White House East Wing with a 90,000 square foot ballroom. This is ABC News. A suspect is being held without bond for the double murders of a husband and wife at an Arkansas state park Saturday. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has more.
28-year-old Andrew McGann, a school teacher who taught fifth grade and recently moved to the state to begin a new teaching position, now behind bars, charged with two counts of capital murder in an attack that police say appears to be completely random.
The suspect indicated that he did commit these murders.
McGann arrested overnight at the barbershop as he got a haircut about 30 miles from Devil's Den State Park, where Clinton and Christian Brink were murdered on Saturday.
The flight attendants on board a January 2024 Alaska flight that lost a door plug midair are now suing Boeing. Four separate suits claim each plaintiff sustained physical and mental injuries, severe emotional distress, and other damages. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley formally announcing his bid for a North Carolina U.S. Senate seat in 2026. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Green Bay. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll continue to track wildfire smoke through at least Friday night, so air quality concerns. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s, and a light north breeze developing. For your Friday, mostly sunny skies and upper 70s. Right now, it's 55. WGBW.
Of loving you, reflections of the way.
coming right on through.
Remember, the C in rap is silent.
WGBW.
Thank you. When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry. I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. I'm Chris Morrow. Looking forward to tomorrow between 9 and 2 when Laura McKenna is back on the air. A whole lineup of timeless hits and, of course, Lisa Hale's news, top and bottom of every hour. It is local news. It's timeless hits. Now on 97.9 WGBW.
With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
Guys, Appleton is about to be full of music. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And it's here. You're excited. It's the Mile of Music, July 31st through August 3rd. A completely free music festival celebrating handcrafted artistry throughout downtown Appleton, showcasing local talents and so much more. There is a lot going on, and I cannot cover it in this 30 seconds. So head to WGBW.FM and click events to find out for yourself.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Baby, love me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. Hey. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to prove me. She got the way to prove me.
Cherry, baby.
She got the way.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing.
Hey, Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yeah, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet were her eyes. Warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was ours, ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow, like a flame burning brightly, but when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet. In my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
Since she put me down, I've been up to and in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and my love wouldn't take much time for you to help her on the belt. You get her out of my heart. Help me, Ronnie.
You have to wait. You know it's gonna be.
And timeless hits heard all over the state. Heck, all over the world. 97.9 WGBW.
took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart, that expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded.
I got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart, that expressway, not the best way.
At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. Much too crowded.
Just take your glasses.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Well, we've got the local news for you every Monday through Friday, top and bottom of every hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to keep you up to date. And, of course, ABC News at the top of every hour around the clock. And, of course, like I said, there's timeless hits there as well. More of those coming up next.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Goodbye, yes, that'll be the day
When you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Midnight train to go. My world, his world, our world, mine and his alone. Jane Brown, y'all. He's a king of the soul, y'all. He's a king of the soul, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like the music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the sweet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like
its reciprocal tariffs on most of America's trading partners, pushing the previous midnight deadline of August 1st back 7 days in what the Trump administration is calling a new harmonized tariff schedule. Announcing this modification affects the tariff rate on nearly 70 countries. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
We've sent out 17 letters to countries around the world. And the rest of those countries that either do not have a deal or have a letter, they will be hearing from this administration.
Now, earlier, the president announcing that the U.S. and Mexico have an agreement to extend for 90 days a 25% tariff agreement as trade talks continue. Meanwhile, a panel of appeals court judges hearing arguments on Thursday voiced deep skepticism about whether the president actually has the power to impose these tariffs at all. In Arkansas, a suspect who was hired as a school teacher is being held without bond for the double murders of a husband and wife at a state park Saturday. This is ABC News. Local officials in Texas are facing questions from lawmakers about the response to torrential rains that led to historic flooding along the Guadalupe River earlier this month. More than 100 people were killed in the flash floods in Kerr County and surrounding areas. Kerr County Judge Robert Kelly testifying he had no warning this was coming.
We received no alerts suggesting an extreme weather event was imminent. For context, we received hundreds of alerts during the summer. This past July, we had over 80. My first indication that the storm was different came when I woke up to texts and calls from Chief Kidd, Sheriff Letha, and Dalton Rice.
Hours before thousands of Department of Education workers were said to be fired, the union representing hundreds of staff members filed a grievance opposing layoffs to the unit that handles $1.6 trillion in students.